Noah?
Yes?
Hey, Noah, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Pretty good.
Oh, good. So I was just calling back to follow up with you.
Mm-hmm.
You recall our extensive conversation on Friday?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I haven't had a chance to look at the email that you sent all that closely since then. I mean, I think I'm mostly on board with it.
So I have a couple of questions regarding the licensing that's required for a couple of the different verticals. Do you maintain the Nebraska State Commercial Pesticide License?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then you have the Nebraska State General Contractors Registration as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, because those are the two licenses that will be required for the different verticals that you want in order to get that going, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I'm ready to move forward whenever you are. Just tell me how I can help you.
Okay. I guess the pricing is kind of the only question I had left. I forgot where we left off.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's the one-time $250 application fee for all the different verticals and any of the yourself and any face-to-face employees that are going out and doing bids on behalf of the company that you trust. It's just the one-time application fee for all the verticals or and any all the employees. And then you had opted in for the ideal package. You were looking at the one that also included all of the SEO, so search engine optimization, the full package also then included the Facebook ads, that for the $249, and it includes the programming for the most popular directories, the mobile platform, the voice-activated searches. It includes the call tracking as well as review generation and reputation management. So that cost is at the $249. So the upfront cost is $499. The reoccurring cost is just the $249 until your Google Guarantee approved. And then it's going to be the minimum monthly budget that's highest for the vertical that you chose to start with. If you want all four at once, great. If you just want to start with a couple, that's great. Just depends on where you want to start out at.
For the Google Guarantee?
Yeah, so that's going to be, remember, the monthly cost on that is based on the vertical itself. So I know for the pool contractor vertical, it was very reasonable. Let me see here. I have the cost at $1,733 with a minimum monthly budget of $226. I think the highest one that we had spoken about was going to be the landscaping, if I'm not mistaken. Let me look here. Oh yeah. Yeah, it was the landscaping one that's the very highest, and it's still not crazy. It's $26.67. So they take the highest budget, which is this one, for $348, and then from there the leads will come out of that depending on which type of lead it is. So your snow leads are very inexpensive. They are the absolute cheapest ones, and that's going to be, let me see here, so that one is $12 a lead. So if it's a snow lead, then that would come out at the $12. If it's a landscaping lead, it would come out at the $26. If it happens to be the pool, then it's going to come out at the $17.33. And then I believe that you said you also were interested in the lawn care as well. So that one is, let me see, $16. Yeah. And again, you have the ability to turn those on or off as you see fit. So I know you said like right now is when you start getting all of your snow roots lined up, correct?
Yeah.
you go ahead and get that pushed out for that. So, and then once you have your route all picked out and if you're not taking on any new clients, you can stop the leads coming from that if you want to, and you wouldn't get any leads from that. The same is true, like, if you're not doing any lawn care while there's snow on the ground, then you wouldn't have those leads on, or the landscaping, you would just have the other things on.
Okay.
All this ring a bell? I know we talked about a lot at the time.
Yeah, I think so. How long does it take to get the Google Guarantee sign up?
Approval? Well, the approval itself, the maximum amount of time that I've ever seen it take is the 30 to 45 days. Again, I've also seen it happen in as little as 4 to 6 days. It truly depends on how quickly you get the application back to us. And you already have the Google Business Profile. So that's one of the biggest, most giant steps that we have to hurdle, is getting that all squared away. So since you already have that in place and we can begin programming immediately, I imagine it's going to happen fairly quickly.
Okay. Okay. I think it all sounds good. Do you guys have credit terms?
What do you mean?
Like net 30, net 60?
How long it takes for everything to be active, or what do you, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
So will you invoice me for a bill, and then can I pay for that?
It's paid up front. So you would pay the application fee and the monthly fee for the regular package today. We would go ahead and get everything going. And then the reoccurring cost is just the $249 for the monthly package. That would happen on the 29th day of the month. And with the others, with the Google Guarantee the Google Guarantee budget, the Google Guarantee department contacts you directly to set that minimum monthly budget. And again, they contact you to set the, you know, any additional costs. Like once the budget is exhausted and it's time to replenish the budget, we call you to verify that that's what you want to do.
Okay.
Everything here is month to month. There's no contract, so we don't lock you into a contract.
Okay.
You ready to get set up?
Yeah, I think so. Can you, I guess I'm still just curious, like, when my first billing would be.
So today would be the $499 to get everything set up, the Google Guarantee application, and then the Platinum package, which is the Facebook ads and the Google local listing and all of those services. What we do is at the point of sale, we read a voice verification outlining the service agreement. So it's going to bill today at $499, and then the reoccurring cost is going to be at $249 on the 29th day of every month. As soon as your Google Guarantee approved, we call you and say, hey, Noah, your Google Guarantee approved. We're ready to go live with the ad. Are you ready to set the minimum monthly budget? Are you ready to pay the monthly budget? And then you would say yes, and we're going to determine if you want to start with all four verticals, then we're going to go with the $348 for the minimum monthly budget. But there's no way for me to determine when we're going to collect that money from you, because I don't know how long it's going to take to get you approved. It really depends on how quickly you get the application back to us.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought you had mentioned something about waiving the application fee.
I waived the setup fee, which is additional $99. I can't waive the application fee. I don't have any way to do that.
Okay. And you guys, do you have any, like, promotions going on or any discounts?
That is the promotion and discounts. So the regular package, the Platinum package that includes the Facebook ads and the local SEO, and that complete bundle normally runs $599 with a $299 setup fee. So I waived the setup fee completely because I had dropped it down from $299 to $99 when we first spoke. I waived that completely, and I brought the monthly investment rate down as far as I can. That's to $249. I don't have anywhere else to go with that number.
Okay.
And you're locked in at that rate. It'll never go up or change. It's never going to – you'll never see that $599 price tag. You're locked in at that price point. And at any point, if you were to need to pause the campaign, you have the ability to completely pause all campaigns, the Google Guarantee, the Facebook, as well as the Google Local Listing and GBP. We can pause the campaign at any time. And when you're paused, you're not charged. It's literally just a pause.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that sounds good.
All right, Noah. What is your last name?
Bieber, B-I-E-B-E-R.
No way. You got Bieber?
Yeah.
That's cool. Any relation?
No, no relation.
B-I-E-B-E-R, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I know we discussed that we're not able to have any type of P.O. boxes or anything like that in place. So what is the physical address? We will keep it hidden on Google. It's not going to show anywhere. We just have to have it for account purposes.
All right. 16617 Marcy Street, M-A-R-C-Y.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. And then let me see here. I have it in here. What is the other, there was a different website than this Splash Pools and Spas Omaha that you, it's the TMG Lawns of Omaha.com, right?
TMG Lawns Omaha, yeah.
Okay, that's the one. Yep, I remember that. All right. And then do you have a current Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. What are your hours of operation, Noah? When do you want the physical phone calls?
Oh, you could say
1 second. Sure. I have the hours of operation that I have here for the when I'm looking at the GBP is 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. closed on Saturday and Sunday. Is that still accurate?
Let's change that to 8 to 6.
Got it. Okay. And the reason that this question is of supreme importance is because when they set up the Google Guarantee ad for you and it's live, it's going to determine when your ad is on or when your ad is off. During the hours that you are not, taking phone calls, they turn your ad off. You still show on the Google Guarantee list. You will continue to show there, but you won't receive calls or leads during the hours that are not, the business is not in operation. Okay.
Okay.
As Saturday is Sunday, are you taking calls or no? You want to leave it as off?
Well, I'm trying to think through this. I have an office manager who answers the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And the time that she is available is like very business hour. I think we've got it showing as 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
But
we also include a call tracking system that includes call forwarding. So that's not a problem. If you're picking up calls before or after the time, then she can forward the call straight to you.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to put here that you do want that. They'll walk her through that. Now, do you want to put her on as an authorized user on the account so she can call in to make change or adjustment, Noah? Or are you going to be the only one?
You can put her on.
And what is her name?
Jamie.
Like Amy, but with a J.
J-A-M-I-E.
Mm-hmm. And her last name?
Lundberg.
Got it. Okay. And does she have a different phone number than you?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to give me that?
Do you want our business number, or I would probably give you our business number where she answers.
Okay. And I have that here is 402-669-1854. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the thing that I'm going to say is I'm also going to ask you, we will only be able to control one of the two Google business profiles that you have here because you have two of them in place. So the one I would suggest going with because it covers more of the services is the TMG Enterprises, and it covers all of the different things versus us managing the splash pools and spas unless you want a hyper focus with your Facebook ads on the pools and spas.
No, I think that's fine.
Okay, cool. So I am going to go ahead and DNC the other one though because I see the phone number is attached, so we'll go ahead and get that taken care of. Now, does Jamie have ability to make purchasing decision as well as any type of change to the account?
Like what type of purchasing?
Any type of purchasing. If she only has authorization to make change and not purchase, then we put that on the account. If we need to run any and all purchases through you directly, then we notate that she only has ability to make change or adjustment to the account. She can, you know, update keywords or send in new photographs, or she can call in and say, hey, I need something, you know, changed in the ad, but she doesn't have the ability to make a purchase on behalf of the company.
Okay. Yeah, I would say no purchasing.
Got it. Okay. And adjustments to the campaign. No purchases. All right. And then you're not bilingual, are you?
No.
I was just teasing. And then I have the services. So we're doing the pool contractor, the lawn care, the landscaping, as well as the snow removal, right?